This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, December the 1st. Yep. Here we are into the Christmas mode now, I guess, right? Now, I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, especially our newest affiliate starting today. That would be Orlando, and that would be AM 950, The Answer, FM 94.9. Hello to everybody over in Orlando. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I don't think you're going to not like what you're going to hear here. It's all about America on this program. All about America. Now, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those folks out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That goes for our bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, Felix and John and the gang. That also goes for the suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers, same thing to you, thanks for tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. Find us that way. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have our very good friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, West Point graduate, combat veteran. Also, by the way, he is the chairman currently of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. He also has a military program on Vimeo called Military Matters, which I'm on every now and then. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Orlando. Good morning, Nevada.
Yes, sir, and good morning, world. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. You remember somebody by the name of Jack Dorsey when he was the CEO of Twitter?
Yes, Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter before he got taken over by Elon Musk. Yes, I remember him well.
Quote, Twitter doesn't have a censoring department that blocked the post from tweeting last fall. But he said he wouldn't reveal who was responsible for the blunder in some testimony that was given at a congressional hearing on misinformation in social media. He also said that the decision made about Twitter was a total mistake by barring users from sharing the post-bombshell October report about Hunter Biden. Here's the problem. By him not putting that out there, there are people that have since come forward and said, had we known about this Hunter Biden laptop and all the things that involved Daddy-O, we never would have voted for Joe.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning that he would think that the Americans would believe that, because most Americans, most thinking Americans, never believed that it had anything to do with that. And we know, unfortunately, social media, particularly Twitter and Facebook, Google and the like, big tech, have tremendous influence over many, right and left, but particularly the left. And we know that to be the case because we know that the Democratic Party and we know the current Biden administration has been in collusion with social media, big tech on that. And they like the monopoly that they enjoy because it gives them a monopoly over what Americans are free to hear. And so they delighted in the fact that Dorsey was in collusion in electing Biden in the last election.
Well, I've never really paid a lot of attention to this until it was said to me recently after the election. They said, you're an influencer on all these social media sites. You can go out and you can say things and people will listen to you. And I said, nah, people don't really listen to me. I put stuff out there for consumption, and sometimes I hear things and most of the time I don't. I said, oh, no, you're an influencer. And they cited the number of followers on the different groups that I'm in charge of as an administrator or my own pages and whatnot. And it's quite a bit. It's quite a few. But I guess it doesn't take much to be an influencer. And if I'm an influencer and you got these liberals that are out there, these progressives that have got far many more people following than I do, well, then what the heck are they?
Yeah, and Captain, the evidence that influencers, conservative influencers like yourself, do make a difference is what has happened in the last couple of days. We have seen one here in the state of Florida, the newly reinstated, the former head of Disney,
yep,
has come out and walked back his feud with Governor Ron DeSantis,
yep,
and has vowed that the Disney is going to walk away from a lot of its politicalization, that was a mistake. So there's evidence that influencers and social media make a difference. And also, going back to the Elon Musk, the Apple CEO has had to walk back the whole story about...
Hold that thought, my friend. We'll be right back right after this break. The computer just cut you off. It's going to cut me off, and I'll be right back, folks. Don't go nowhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren. The Captain's America Third Watch is proud to announce new affiliates to the program. Starting December 1st, we're on the air in Orlando, Florida on AM 950 and FM 94.9, The Answer. Also starting December 1st, you can hear us in Reno, Nevada on AM 1060 and FM 93.7. Thanks to Eddie Floyd for bringing us to his stations there. Welcome aboard, and we'll see you in the overnights Monday through Friday for the Captain's America Third Watch, your early morning news source.
And we thank you very much. And, you know, we've had a number of drivers going back and forth, I-4, over to Daytona and on up towards Jacksonville that have been calling us for years. They go through Orlando. And at one time, we were on full-time there at Orlando, and then they had a program change for whatever reason. But we're back on, and we're looking forward to it, folks. Times have changed. News hasn't. We're always there on top of the news. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And I personally have been taking Relief Factor for over 8 years. Why? Because it works. And because I was able to get rid of some narcotics that they had prescribed me because of the injuries that I was trying to get over, which I'm still having problems with after all these 22 years, if you will, from the World Trade Center. But the combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help your body to support its natural response to inflammation as well as swelling. Now, it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on by going right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Simply put, it's like taking a vitamin pill. Now, it's not one pill, it's four in a little packet, all easy to take. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, too, by helping the healing process. Now, it's $19.95 is all it runs for the three-week quick start. You can get that by going to the website,
relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and you'll be glad you did. I'm pretty sure of it because it worked for me, and I was very skeptical, but it did work for me, and it's still working. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And, you know, Colonel, Rand Paul has always been in the side of the military, hasn't he?
Yes, he has, and in the right way.
And
not
he,
just simply to spend money, but to do it on behalf of genuine national security.
And he did it again yesterday because I thought that this legal issue with the military that had been booted up because of the vaccines had been resolved because a federal judge made a ruling and said, you got to let the guys and gals back in. Sorry, you violated their rights. Well, lo and behold, it's not happening. So 20 Republican senators are backing an amendment effort put forth by Senator Rand Paul to reverse the military vaccine mandate before passing the annual military defense budget. They said either you get this fixed or we don't vote for the budget.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I watched the interview on that yesterday, and they need 40 senators to come on board. And the biggest challenge they have is that some of that remaining 20 are going to be reluctant to do it because they're afraid that their committee assignments don't have to do it because they've got to bring the Senate Republican leadership, i.e. Mitch McConnell, on board, who has not committed to this. A good step forward yesterday that standing in a news conference with them was Lindsey Graham, who is a neocon who almost never would vote for something like this as a part of the AMDP. But he stood up and he did that very strongly. Good for him doing that. He doesn't always get things right. He's more of a guy, I just want to spend money for the Department of Defense. And one thing that I'm leery of, and thankfully Laura Ingraham brought it out on Fox last night with regard to Mitch McConnell, called out Mitch McConnell and the neocons in the Senate for making a deal with the devil. Having over this last several years to tell Nancy Pelosi and the like that, we'll allow you to spend the money and put the country deeper in debt on domestic spending as long as you'll continue to increase spending on the Department of Defense. And, that is not right. That is not the kind of approach that, Rand Paul has taken to national security, to generally serve that. In general, Lindsey Graham has not done that, but he's on the right side on this one. And I hope that they can put the squeeze to Senate leadership and Mitch to come around and support this thing. And then it'll be a done deal and the right thing will be done. Because as you pointed out, that's in violation of a federal judge's order.
Yes, it is.
Not to do it anyway.
Now, the amendment would stop the military from kicking troops out over their COVID-19 vaccine status and reinstate those who have already been discharged with back pay. It gets better, Colonel. 21 GOP governors sent a letter saying, hey, man, stop the nonsense.
Yeah, that's good news. You know, on the up and down of good news stories and bad news stories on the front to try to right the ship of America, this is a good one. And it's all into the leadership.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that there's just so much news going on from a military standpoint that you can't even shake a stick at it, because NATO has pledged additional support for the Ukraine amidst a wave of Russian missile attacks that won't stop. They've devastated the country's energy infrastructure. There's basically no power in over two-thirds of the country. And they had a meeting. The NATO officials had a meeting. And they announced $53 million, that was the United States led the way, $53 million to help the Ukraine repair its energy grid as the millions are bracing for winter without heat. Well, if they're still firing missiles, and by the way, some of them are duds. There's no warhead on them, no explosives. So they're just firing them for the sake of firing them.
Yeah, I get less upset when the expenditures are on things like restoring energy grid and humanitarian aid. What does upset me is that we have still, to this date, not accounted for the direct military aid provided to the Ukraine. Yeah, we all want Zelensky and Ukraine to be successful in the war against Russia, but it doesn't have to be done in such a way that we potentially put ourselves at risk. I like pressure on NATO and, more importantly, the other European nations to step forward and do their fair share, because if America comes forward and they'll say, we'll put forward all the money, and God knows, we seem to think that we've got a bottomless pit of American taxpayer money to fund everything, to include this proxy war in Ukraine. But until we can have the pressure to have them do their fair share, we need to step back and say, hey, we've done our part. We'll do the humanitarian aid, but you can't rob Peter and pay Paul. It's got to give take. We got Republican leadership that have played poorly, and it's almost like we don't even care anymore about the fact that we are so grossly in debt, which is in itself a national security threat, because it aids China, the number one strategic threat in the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to hold on to something real tight, because I'm going to tell you about long-lost Kamala Harris making one of her off-the-wall comments yesterday. You ready?
I'm ready.
Kamala claimed that most people need the coronavirus vaccine shot once every year, which totally contradicts public health officials. And to that, Laughing Man says, what do you think?
That's come all over. Hey, combine that with President Biden saying that Dr. Biden wanted to send him to an Indian reservation, which is something that he had to say yesterday. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No.
I mean, before you thought we were just picking and choosing the weird stuff that comes out of the mouth of the president and vice president, but this stuff is really being said by these noodle heads.
Yeah. All right. Now, let me bring a caller in here real quick. Is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Yeah, you got very few seconds, so make it good.
Roger that. It's kind of a question / statement. I have to tend to agree with the colonel on this one. I don't think one more red American cent needs to be sent downrange to Ukraine or any of those other Eastern European countries who have decided to, as I say, ride the wave post-World War II of the United States back and taxpayers because of their inability to collectively organize and build their own countries. That's my opinion on that. We're sending 50, they want to send, the State Department wants to send another 53 bills, million bills, over to Ukraine for their electrical infrastructure.
Okay, that's got to be it, because you're going to get cut off. Thank you.
Roger that. Simplify, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, Colonel, I will talk to you. Let's see. Well, wait a minute. I'll see you today, later, I hope, at Mixon's.
Yep, I'll see you then, Captain.
All right, take care, my friend. All right, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, Military Matters. Check it out at Vimeo. That's his program where he brings on all types of military folks to talk about different stuff. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And don't forget this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at National Aviation Academy, because in the house, sitting at the table across the way from me here, is Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
And how is the world treating you today?
It's going very well, very well. You know, the weather's cooling off a little bit. You know, it's a nice day in Florida again, as usual. So, you know, everything's going really good over at National Aviation Academy at our Clearwater campus. Our Concord, Mass campus is, dealing with a little bit cooler weather than we are down here. But, you know, that's where they're located, but they're doing well also.
Well, I always think about Massachusetts and the fact that, of course, it is winter up there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've got a, and I'm looking at the weather. That swath coming across from the lake is a snow pattern. It's going right straight to Boston. But, hey, for the people that like the winter weather, so be it. You're going to get up there. You got skiing in Vermont. You got all that stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll tell you what. The other thing that's going on here is we've got plenty of things to talk about today, as well as not only what's going on at National Aviation Academy, but I'm listening to the reports going on about aircraft maintenance and aircraft being grounded, some aircraft being grounded, that sort of thing. And what I'm wondering about is there seems to be, correct me if I'm wrong, there seems to be always something to do in the aircraft maintenance industry, always.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, people see the aircraft sitting at the gate when they get to the airport, but what they don't see is the aircraft when the airport's shut down and nobody's there, all the maintenance, the turnaround checks, the overnight inspections that are happening actually at the gate or at a hangar maintenance facility aren't on the airfield. So, you know, airplanes come in on scheduled maintenance visits. They come in on unscheduled maintenance visits. And also, in between those flights, there are certain things, and if an aircraft has a discrepancy on it, the maintenance workers will go out there. The airframe power plant technicians go out there. They'll fix that maintenance discrepancy in between flights. And also on the overnights, they're doing some sort of routine inspection or a non-routine maintenance task that has come up during a flight or something that needs to be taken care of. And they have, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours. Or if it goes over into a hangar maintenance facility, of course, they're getting one of the larger inspections done, one of those routine inspections. So, you know, the aircraft will come in for progressive inspections. Again, you know, those are required inspections based on time and cycles. And they'll also get all the non-routine discrepancies corrected at that time also. So there is a lot going on. There's a lot of work that goes into it. The aviation maintenance technicians out there, you know, do a great job to get those aircraft in that facility, get the maintenance accomplished safely and efficiently, and get those aircraft back out on the gate so we can get passengers from point A to point B safely.
Who's doing the work on the Ukraine aircraft, the aircraft that the NATO countries and some of the other countries are saying they might send to Ukraine? Who's doing that work?
That I'm really not sure. You know, depending on where those aircraft are coming from, who has the contract or who those aircraft belong to, they may be contracted with different types of maintenance facilities. You know, for example, Lockheed Martin, AR, Boeing, you know, a lot of the big defense contractors, a lot of the big aircraft manufacturers may have a hand in assisting with things like that, but who is actually doing it and for who they're doing it for, that's a very difficult question to ask. Everybody in the world is flying aircraft. Everybody has their own maintenance people. There's a lot of different options out there depending on what the aircraft are in use for, where they're being flown at, and what types of missions they're being used for also.
Now, let's see, I'm looking at my clock. No, we still got time. I'm looking at my clock because I didn't want to get this question caught up in a break. And good morning to George the Godfather. George Godfather's chiming in saying howdy, howdy.
Good morning.
As is Eric in East Tennessee, who just called the show a couple minutes ago. Now, it takes how long to become an aviation maintenance technician?
At National Aviation Academy, we have a 14-month program that's going to get you through the prerequisites that are required by the Federal Aviation Administration in order for you to take your FAA airframe and power plant test. You know, depending on the school you go to, there's 180 schools in the country. National Aviation Academy has two of those schools, one here in Florida, one up in Massachusetts. But there are 180 schools in the country. So there are a lot of different options out there, you know, that the programs can go anywhere from essentially 12 months in length of time up to 24, 36 months, depending on the school you're going to. So people need to look into the schools that are available to them. If they go on the FAA website, they can go under training, mechanics, and they can have a drop-down menu to where they can pick a state, and it'll come up with the list of maintenance schools within that state. So they can figure out, you know, what schools may be close to them and ones that they can research.
Okay, that's very good. And you do have a program where the military, when they come in, they get a little bit of a break because they've already had the training, some of them anyway.
Sure, sure. If you have credible experience under the federal aviation rules, you can get signed off with an 8610 based off of your credible experience. But that is solely up to, one, the individual's experience, and two, the Federal Aviation Administration agreeing that you meet the minimum requirements when it comes to experience in order just to go straight to the testing process. A lot of people in the aviation maintenance technician world, you know, have done it that way. and you know, many others obviously have gone to schools like National Aviation Academy.
Okay. And again, the best way to find out more about them is to go to the website, folks. It's NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And the phone number, if you want to call and ask to set up an appointment, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take an appointment at either one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, or take take a tour at either one of them, both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're looking into the aviation maintenance technician world, you know, do your research. You know, I say it every time we're on the show, do your research. Make sure you pick a school that meets the expectations that you have and all, and make sure you understand what that school has to offer you. You know, National Aviation Academy, we run day shift and night shift down here in our Clearwater campus. We run a 14-month, 2,000-hour program, a 21-month, 3,000-hour program. And at our Massachusetts location up in Concord, Mass., we have a 14-month, 2,000-hour program, and we only run day shift up there currently. So look into the institution. You know, like I said, go to the FAA website. You can research what institutions are close to you. You can research, you know, those different types of institutions. You can call National Aviation Academy. And by all means, if you're just really unsure about what you're looking for, you know, ask to speak to me. If I'm available, I'll get on the phone and speak with you. You know, I believe the aviation industry, you know, really changed my future. It gave me a good career path. And if I can help anybody do that, either by going to National Aviation Academy or picking another school that's closer to them, that better suits their needs, you know, I'll help you with some of those questions that you need to ask. You know, it's one of those things that the aviation community is a very, very large industry, but it's a very small community of people. You know, we're all here to help each other out.
Are you following this soccer, this World Cup?
I'm not a huge soccer fan. It's just something that I've never been into. I know it's, you know, the most popular sport in the world, and you know, my nephews are all into it right now. You know, a lot of the younger kids, they're all into
it. Well, yesterday the USA beat Iran, who had been threatening us, the Americans, and it was kind of interesting to see the Iranian team unify with us, or us unify with them, with not singing their national anthem and this, that, and the other. I hope they don't have to pay for that when they get back, but it kind of sounds like they might.
There's a reason why everybody on the planet wants to come to the United States, because we do have freedom of speech. You know, we have freedom of religion, and, you know, hopefully, you know, other people around the world, you know, don't pay the price for their personal beliefs.
All right, hold that thought. And, folks, if you have any questions, you can call us at 877-969-8600 for Bo. He'll be around one more segment here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some shop stuff, if you will. Plus, might even talk about an airplane in your backyard, for all I know, being built. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on right now in the world in which you live. Be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it's Thursday, and that means that you will be able to find me over at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farm in Bradenton. I'll be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Looking forward to seeing the gang down there again, and stop on by and enjoy. If you don't want to have lunch, I'll tell you what, have an orange swirl ice cream. There's one for you. Have you ever had orange swirl ice cream, Bo?
No, it's really not one of the things I'm into. I'm more of a
You'd be into it if you showed
person.
Up down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be into it.
Mixon's been around a long time. They have great food, you know, the great atmosphere down there.
And they got the Captain's Club.
Absolutely.
Yep. There's a picture of me somewhere floating around the internet holding that sandwich. It's like, it's big. Okay. I've had a lot of people ask me, they said, how did Bo get over at the National Aviation Academy?
Well, you know, one of the things that I did is, you know, back when I was younger, as I was going through school, I was trying to figure out, you know, what I was going to do in my life. You know, I was playing football, didn't get any football scholarship, so I ended up joining the Marine Corps. You know, I was a Marine Corps recruiter in school. I ended up joining the Marine Corps.
They play football.
You know, back then, they did have a football team. You know, when I joined, they actually were ending that. But I decided I was going to get into something that if I decide to leave the Marine Corps, that I would have a good skill set that would transition over into the civilian world. So I ended up working on helicopters. I was a structures person by trade in the Marine Corps. I worked on CH-53s, CH-46s, Hueys, Cobras, C-130s, all different types of aircraft, and my particular skill set was aircraft structures. So as I went through my Marine Corps career, you know, I decided to separate from the Marine Corps. When I got out, I started working on civilian aircraft. I went and I got my airframe and power plant certification. That way I could progress up the ranks and become a supervisor and supervise maintenance, because in order to supervise maintenance, you have to hold a rating of airframe power plant or a repairman certificate. And so I ended up getting my airframe and power plant certification. And then throughout my time, travels, working different locations, I was actually recruiting mechanics for a helicopter operator, and one of my jobs was to go into A&P schools around the country and talk to, you know, the schools themselves. Everybody always saw commercial airplanes, jets, fixed-wing aircraft, but a lot of people didn't understand the helicopter community, because it was a really close-knit community, mainly made up of Vietnam Air mechanics and pilots at the time. But the industry was transitioning. Obviously, those individuals were getting older. The industry was transitioning. The helicopter community needed more mechanics available to them. So I'd go into A&P schools like National Aviation Academy and talk about the helicopter industry in general. And National Aviation Academy happened to be one of the schools that I visited. I built up a relationship with them. And, you know, over time, I was transitioning from one job site to another. And I just stopped by to see what was going on. And National Aviation Academy was growing. They were starting a night shift. They needed a structures instructor. And so they asked me if I would be interested in doing that. And, you know, sharing my experience, my skill set within the industry, I thought it was a good idea. You know, I really enjoyed getting in the classroom and sharing that experience and knowledge that I have, and seeing people have the same opportunity that I believe I had within the industry to get out there and really get a good career, get a good skill set, you know, something that an individual could grow with like I did.
So when they call 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, could they ask for you and get a hold of you?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm available, you know, and you ask for me, I will absolutely pick up the phone and speak to you. Again, you know, National Aviation Academy, we know there's opportunity out there. We know there's a lot of other schools. There's a lot of other choices. We really want the student to have all the information they need to make a well-educated decision about what institution would fit them best.
So we had at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday with the Have Lunch with the Captain, we had one of your instructors show up with one of those nice fancy red shirts and all that. Okay. And he walked by the table and goes, "Hey, Captain, how's it going?" I said, "Hey, how's it going?" You know, and he walked over and sat somewhere, and that's the last I saw of him.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But he came over with a couple of different people, probably from the school, I'm guessing.
Yeah, possibility. You know, it's a pretty stringent program at National Aviation Academy. I know you invite me a lot of times.
Anytime you want to come to go
with you different places. You know, occasionally I'm available to go, but a lot of times, you know, I don't get to make it. But I know, you know, throughout the years of us doing this, you know, a lot of our students, a lot of our staff have made it to different places that you've been, and you know, just sharing that experience. The aviation maintenance industry, like I was saying earlier, you know, it's a very, very large industry, but it's a very small community of people. And we all generally want to get out there, do the best job we possibly can do, you know, make sure we fix aircraft efficiently and safely, and get those aircraft back on the gate so we can get passengers from point A to point B safely. You know, air travel is one of the safest modes of travel in the world, especially in the United States. And it's a lot of people put in a lot of hard work. They take pride in what they do to make sure that everything is done safely on those aircraft, and they take a lot of pride in what their skill set is. So, you know, if you're looking for something you have pride in, you're looking for something that you can do and it has longevity to it, you know, look into the aviation maintenance world, look into the aviation maintenance technician schools across the country. There are a lot of fine schools across the country, and they'll get you started down a path of success. You know, and I always tell people, the aviation maintenance technician, you know, skill set, the aviation world, you know, really changed my future. It gave me opportunities that I never thought I would have, and I believe it can do the same for everyone else out there, too.
Sure. And again, Bo, I want to thank you for coming in today and for talking to people and for telling them about yourself. We had a lot of people wanted to know how you got involved in this, and you answered that question, so that's really pretty good. So, again, thanks very much, and look forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thank you very much. I enjoy being here.
Yep. Now, folks, let me tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, because they're down in Sarasota, and I'll be down there today at Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, inside the Mixon Fruit Farms building. Their great little diner setup in there. Going to have the Captain's Club. Can't wait for that. And Dominic's Blinds and Decor is an establishment that's been there forever, it seems like, at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, the great thing about them is they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, which means all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA, nowhere else. And they red, white, and bleed. They bleed red, white, and blue there. Trust me on that one. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And, oh, by the way, they'll travel around Sarasota and around the south side of Tampa Bay, too. They do have certain limitations on how far they go with their trucks. Now, I want you to remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. Need some parts? They'll send them to you. They'll put them on a UPS or a Federal Express or whatever they FedEx, whatever they got, and they'll send it to you. So there you go. Got that problem solved, too. Okay. Now, I will be today down in Bradenton. I will be there for our Have Lunch with the Captain series. Can't wait for that. It's always a lot of fun. We always have our group there with a lot of people, and everybody has something to offer. So we appreciate being able to hear the people when they come out, and they have we have quite a bunch of different conversations going at the same time at the table. And if you've ever been around like a family reunion or something like that, that's kind of what it's like. We renew the group every month, and you're invited. You don't have to be a regular listener to the show. You can just come on over, and we'd be more than happy to have you join our lunch group down there in Bradenton. So, I hear the music in my ear. That means I've got to go. It's been another great day, Thursday. And once again, welcome aboard Orlando. Welcome aboard Reno. Orlando 950, The Answer FM 94.9, Reno 93.7, AM 1160. All right, folks, see you tonight on the radio or today down in Bradenton. Have a great day. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.